And then I've got some of the tools that we use for splitting out boards out of logs called froes. And there's an old expression, dull as a fro. I don't know if you ever heard that in a... Mm-mm. Dull as a fro. That is about as dull as it gets. I've got some froes out at my museum. I've got a lot of old farm tools out there.
Would they use that to describe people?
Yeah, describe people. And there was an old expression here, too, that dates back 150 years. If a child is stubborn and you can't get them to move, or they won't move when they're spoken to, they'll say like they're like Miss Kitty's mule. And I didn't know what they meant for a long time, but I heard that in the early 1800s, there was a widow that lived above Clinton, and she had a lot of slaves. But she liked to drive a mule, and the mule was stubborn. And she had a barouche, just a one-seated carriage, just two wheels. And she'd have to have the slave to come out and beat the old mule to get the mule to go in. And she'd get to Clinton, the courthouse, and she'd have to go around and around the courthouse. He wouldn't stop until several men ran out and just confronted him and stopped him by force. That was Miss Kitty's mule, like hell to start and hell to stop.
How about hay? Did you grow hay and cut it?
Yeah, we had, of course, at earlier times, and I've got some of those now, we had a scythe, S-C-Y-T-H-E,
mm-hmm.
a sickle, and they would cut it. I don't remember that, because I first remember we had two-horse mowing machines.